Greg Hoblib, Eric LePan back at Church Center on the campus of Illinois Wesleyan University above Denny Bridges Court. Another Gold Bowl trophy is going into the Normal Community High School trophy case. Dave Witzig joins us, the head coach of the Ironmen. This is a real chess match, Dave, once again. And we set this up to be the potential of a tempo struggle because of their athleticism, and we know that's not your style or game, and I think you won that battle.
Yeah, except for the second quarter. We played three great quarters tonight. Lord Londale, if it gets into a run-and-gun game, we're in big trouble, and I felt like we did a good job through those quarters to make sure we handled the ball just well enough to run an offense.
Well, it also looked like the fourth quarter, the intense four games in four days, was starting to show up a little bit. It was showing up for the Phoenix as well, but, you know, playing through that said a lot, I thought.
Yeah, I felt like there was times our guys looked tired, too, and we just gutted it out, and, you know, it is an advantage for us to be playing four games at home, and we had the hometown crowd behind us, was great, and so our guys just did a nice job of running up offense, especially in the fourth quarter, and, you know, we said if we can throw four or five passes, we can get a layup. The problem is throwing four or five passes against these guys. And you know, North Londo, I know the coach. They've been coming here for a while. They're a class act. They're great guys. In the handshake line, they're saying a lot of good stuff and have a lot of respect for those guys up in Chicago.
Reminded me a little bit of a super sectional game a couple years ago across town where you did a good job of substituting to keep everybody fresh, and you had to do that tonight.
Yeah, you know, we played nine guys, and we got good minutes from everybody. And it's just, our guards, Bodie Hefner and Blake Foster, handled their pressure. Jalen Coleman had some big moment steals and hustle plays that helped us. If you told me, a couple weeks ago we were going to win this thing, I'd say we'd have to play some really good basketball. And I felt like, especially the last two nights, we played great.
Well, you beat some good teams.
Yeah, you come into this tournament and you want to play different teams. And we played Springfield High, a 4A team. And, Wheaton-Warrenville South was undefeated coming into this, and Rock Island's a rival game for us, and then it was a great night tonight. So we played four really fun games and won them all. It's, great first half of the season.
Well, other than the obvious goals of wanting to win the title and win four games here at the tournament, did you accomplish other goals that you may like to accomplish in holiday tournament atmosphere?
Yeah, I always feel like people, they see us at Inner City, and then they see us at Christmas, and hopefully people who saw us both places are saying we're improving, that we're better than we were at Thanksgiving. So I think that's what we're doing. We're better than we were a month ago, and now hopefully a month from now we're cleaning up some of the things we still need to clean up and go from there.
Well, you're very gracious to come up. I know they're celebrating down there. I want you to go back and enjoy that with
them. I just want to say hi to them. I know I have family in Hong Kong and St. Louis and Minnesota and Indianapolis listening to the game tonight, so I appreciate that. So thank you for doing the game.
Thanks, nice win,
Dave.
Nice trophy.
Congratulations. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it. Dave Witzig, the gracious head coach at Normal Community High School in his 19th season, and obviously one of the good guys.
So. Oh, absolutely. If you're a fan of Normal Community, you're a fan of Dave Witzig and what he's done there and what he's been able to get this program to. And it's, it's one of those programs that people kind of overlook, but they've had a nice run over the last 5 or 6 years. Lots of trophies in the trophy case.
If we can, let's take one more break. I know we're coming up toward the top of the hour. I think we're going to go ahead and finish the hour with Chris Plant in a little bit. But if we could take one more break, just one more, all we probably need is a 60-second break, and then we'll finish things up and put a bow on it. It's Normal Community winning the title, and we recap the day after this last timeout. It's the State Farm Holiday Classic on WJBC and WJBC.com.